Ohio and Texas, terrible tragedies just the other day. So many killed, so many injured. Wow, it's a terrible thing, but the way it's been handled is also a very, very bad thing. People are still being loaded up into ambulances, and the Democrats, so many of them, they're already on television saying that President Trump more or less did it. He's a racist, he's a bad guy, and good bloody grief. I mean, leave it alone. These liberals are totally unhinged. They're wildly nuts. All they talk about is today and yesterday is gun control and we need this and we need that and the president didn't do it and boom, 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 boom. Our people are being killed every minute. And these are the same people that have been in charge, Democrats, of places like Detroit and Baltimore and Chicago. I mean, thousands and thousands of shootings in Chicago each and every year. And former President Obama, who has now come out and said, like every other Democrat, we need more gun control and how bad is this? And Trump is doing a terrible job. He was part of the law group, lawmaker group in Chicago. And there's more gun control there, I think, than anywhere in the bloody world. And there's more shootings than anywhere in the bloody world, more or less. I mean, these guys, they can clean up their own backyard. And all they talk about is President Trump all of the time. Statistically speaking, while it's a terrible tragedy, the stats are that it's not that big of a deal. Wow, that sounds cold when you're talking about deaths. I get it, but I'm talking about the stats of it. You got these guys that are standing up saying the president is a racist and he's this and he's that. And there's a tragedy still unfolding here. For heaven's sakes, all you people, you know what? Democrats, liberals, they don't give a darn about the killings. The people that are wounded, the people that actually are killed, they just don't care. All they care about is disarming the citizenry, except for them, themselves, and their bodyguards, so one day they get to implement their communist kind of agenda, and then they can be protected from the people. Is that it? I mean, they're just wild. It is so bad. Nobody has any manners anymore. People died. They were killed. In Texas, I'm a little bit surprised that everyone in Texas has a gun, that someone in the Walmart didn't step up and kind of do the boomity boom to the bad guy. You can't prevent it once he starts, probably not, but you can certainly minimize it. And where were the good guys? I mean, I'm a good guy and I carry a gun. I have a permit, but sometimes I don't. I'm going to now all of the time. I mean, they come now into our Walmart stores and they come into the crazy people are dying about, they come into our schools, they come to our concerts, they come to our churches, and you have Democrats saying outlaw guns? That's more or less the direction they're going. I don't think so. Wow. I mean, good guys, carry. There's a lot of wax out there. I mean, mental health, that's the issue. You know, Trump, he actually has vision, 2020 vision. And we need vision too, because there's an election coming in 2020 and you got to keep him there. That's what I think incumbent politicians and anybody running for an office, a political office, they always talk about what they're going to do, particularly the incumbent ones. I'm going to do this. Well, hold it. You've been hanging around now for several years. What have you done? Trump, as far as I can see, at least, is the only one that's ever talked about what he's done. Not so much about what he's going to do. Of course, he had to do that before he became the president, but now it's, I did this, I made all these promises, and I did it. I like how he's operated. He's a bully, and his delivery could use a little bit of work. We all get it. But look at the results. And now he's being attacked for actually killing people. You got these guys standing up, people running for president saying he's responsible for the deaths of these people. Who's responsible then for all the deaths in Chicago and Detroit? Democrats. Okay, animals are trained, I guess. Bears, cougars, are they training the outlaws now too so that you don't need to defend yourself? Again, dumb is forever. That's just stupid stuff. I mean, it's morning time, and my heart and the hearts of all people around the world, all good people, go out to the families of the people who have been injured in the shootings, and God bless them, and God bless America.